Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Hello, my name is Barry Rook. I'm the Executive Director of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. I'm back with you as we are just about halfway through this edition of Rendezvous de la Francophonie and the Marathon programming. You've heard about 10 shows so far highlighting Francophone culture, value, and heritage, and speaking about French language community groups and education around French language all from across the country. I'm encouraging you to stay with us for another 5 hours or so of content from other radio programmers who are a part of the NCRA Radio Association. If you want to learn more information about RVF, you can do so by going to rvf.ca. We're going to take you now back to the welcoming event on March the 1st held in Ottawa in the Byward Market and speak to Eddie King, who is the co-host of 2018 Celebrations. And then we're going to sit down and chat with Simon, the coordinator for the French Association of Radio Stations outside of Quebec, and their involvement and role in language duality and what they do for their communities. So stay with us. You're listening to the Rendezvous de la Francophonie. Let's learn more about Eddie King.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Eddie King, humoriste d'origine congolaise, né en France et fier francophone du Canada. Je suis très heureux d'être le porte-parole des Rendez-vous de la Francophonie 2018. Du 1er au 21 mars, célébrez avec moi le dynamisme de la francophonie canadienne en participant à toutes sortes d'activités. Entre-temps, visitez le site web rvf.ca pour découvrir les nouveautés 2018, participez à nos concours et suivre notre blog en action. Mettez-vous en mode RV Franco dès maintenant et démontrez le dynamisme culturel, entrepreneurial et éducatif de notre communauté. C'est un rendez-vous dès le 1er mars.
My name is Eddie King. I'm one of the ambassadors for the RVF this year. I'm very honored. It's a wonderful project. I've been part of this project it's my third year now. I was part of it I started in 2015 as a touring comedian, doing comedy shows across the country for different French communities, across the country, across Canada, and it's very wonderful.
So what does an ambassador for this year mean for you, especially for the 20th anniversary?
Well, first off, it means a lot for me because it means that the all organization trusts me. They trust what I represent. They trust my brand. And I'm so glad to be associated with this wonderful project. And my job is to carry this on my back, with Mariette, of course, make sure that people participate, make sure encourage people to use social media and the different platform. Participate to the activities across the country. So this is my job. My job, talking to you, make sure that everybody's happy, making sure that everybody participate. And actually, it makes me very glad to see that even English speaking people are interested in the French culture across the country. And from me coming from Quebec, we have, there's always been tensions between French people and English people, and seeing this outside of where I'm from, I think it's very wonderful to see this, that English people are curious about the French culture and the French language, and I think the key in all this is to make other people understand and fall in love with French.
Does that impact your comedy and how you work as an individual going into different locations, English, French, bilingual crowds?
Yeah, of course, it's an impact. I've been doing comedy in English and in French for a long time. I've been touring the world doing comedy, but it's always clear that I'm French, always clear that I'm a Francophone, because I have an accent when I speak English. I have a different accent when I speak French compared to the French-Canadian accent. I have a French accent when I speak my home language from Congo. So French is very part of me, so.
Do you notice a difference in the crowds?
Yeah, but I don't think it's necessarily, it doesn't have necessarily something to do with the language, actually. Sometimes it's just like, it's different thing in different places. Like, you know, you could be in Manitoba and be in Saskatchewan and you have like, you'll see like different people reacting to different things, different ways in different cities. And, you know, so sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with the language per se, but more with who you're talking to and the community you're talking to, you know.
And I guess finally, just to wrap up, is there any place that you're going in the next little while that you're really excited to go visit?
I'm excited to go back to Edmonton because now we're going to shoot, like the comedy special has been, it's going to be my third year, my third time. I'll be one of the hosts this time. So yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Where can people get more information about you?
About me? Oh, you could find me on Facebook, Eddie King, or on any social media platform. And RV Franco also is where you're going to get, is the hashtag for everything about this wonderful project that is Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
You're listening to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Marathon Day of Programming, focusing on Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. There is another radio association here in Canada, actually two. Both are francophone. One is based in Quebec and one is based outside of Quebec, where radio stations support official language minority communities. We caught up with Simon from Lac du Canada to speak about the radio stations that he supports and what they do for their communities. So stay with us as you're listening to Rendez-vous de la Francophonie 2018 Marathon Day of Programming.
My name is Simon Forg. I work for l'Alliance des Radios Communautaires du Canada for 11 years now. I am a communication officer. So mainly my work is give advice to our members and support them in their work, making representation to the CRTC or other government and other stuff like that. I mean, and I write documents. I'm a community manager on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. So mainly my work is as a communication officer. I'm from Quebec City. I worked in radio, mainly private radio station, for maybe 15 years. I began in Hearst, Ontario in 1992 in a francophone community radio station, which is CIN FM 91.1. I worked for maybe 1 year at first, and after that I worked in private radio station in La Beauce au Québec, in l'Abitibi-Témiscamingue, and other places like that. Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about the association and why they are part of an association?
L'Alliance des Radios Communautaires du Canada exists since 1991. It was founded because the Francophone community radio needs a voice to speak for them across the country. Before the radio association was founded, the Francophone radio was represented by la Fédération de la Jeunesse Canadienne Française, and they need a solid voice, you know, an association to speak for them, essentially for radio station, not like a package deal with other concern. So they founded the radio association in 1991 to represent them. Mainly, the l'Alliance des Radios Communautaires du Canada, we provide advice to our members. We do lobbying in front of the MP and other people at the government. We represent them with the SACAN and other organizations like that. So mainly, that's our work for them.
How many stations are involved, and can you speak a little bit about what those stations do?
Our members are located all across the country, exclusively in minority situation out of the province of Quebec. So we do not have any members in Quebec. All of our members are located out of Quebec. We have actually 26 radio stations on air. From British Columbia at the west to Nova Scotia and even in Newfoundland. We have radio station up north in Iqaluit, Nunavut, Northwest Territories, and they are mainly located in rural situation. We have a few members that are located in big cities like Moncton, New Brunswick, and other places like that, like Ottawa, Ontario. But most of our members are located in rural situation.
Can you tell me a little bit about how those stations are integrated with the communities that they're at? Official language minority communities that they're involved with. What is the need to have a radio station?
The majority of our radio station are in a situation of a double minority. I mean, they are located in a province where Francophone is in minority situation, and in the region, most of them in the region where they are located, they are in a minority situation. So there's a double minority situation. So il y a pas beaucoup de médias qui sont situés dans la région. Alors avoir la présence, so the presence of a Francophone radio station is important for them, to have information and music and a voice to speak for them and a place to explain their needs and other thing like that. So it's very important for the Francophone to have a media in French, because in most of region there's no other media or sometimes a newspaper, but they don't listen to their concern on the national in the national newspaper, on the national TV, and presence le fait d'avoir une radio dans la localité, ça leur permet d'être entendu, si on veut.
Can you go a little deeper into what some of these stations do with regards to their communities? Because I know they're not just broadcasting on AM or FM. There's a lot more going on within the station.
Yeah, a Francophone radio station in a community, it's like a kind of marketplace where people can announce leurs petites annonces, you know. And it's a place where they can hear news about municipal the municipality, they can la présence d'une radio, c'est important pour que les gens puissent le travail de la radio, finalement, c'est le reflet de la communauté. They promote the social activity in the community. I mean, when you have a Francophone radio station in a community, they promote the activity in le Conseil des Arts local. For example, in Hearst, Ontario, where CineFM is installed, there are an arts council, you know, Conseil des Arts. And with the radio station, they promote the artists who came at the Art Council for some show. They play music on air. For social activity, a radio station, a Francophone radio station in a community is like the heartbeat of the community, you know?
You spoke a little bit about music on that side. Can you explain how stations access music? What are some of the requirements around what they have to play, because they're in a unique situation, a little different than some others being licensed as a French station?
Radio station must play, like 65% minimum of Francophone music, but all of them play more than what the CRTC asked them to play. Most of our members play like 75 or 80% of Francophone radio station. It's not an obligation by the CRTC, but it's a choice. It's a responsibility for them to promote the Francophone, the French language music. So sometimes they share music, collaborative work, between the radio station. I mean, some of our members produce a French country music show in New Brunswick, for example. And we at L'Arc du Canada, l'Alliance des radios communautaires du Canada, have a web server. And the radio station can share their show. They put the show on the server, and other members across the country, like in British Columbia, can download this show and put the show on air with French country music, you know. And this is like a lot of collaboration between the station across the country, yeah.
What's the relationship with the radio stations and the artists themselves that are making the music? Because there can't be a lot of French artists, especially outside of Quebec. Is there a special relationship between the stations and the artists?
Yeah, for sure. In New Brunswick, for example, Lisa Leblanc played on air, was on air like many years before she played in she played on radio station in Montreal or in Quebec City. And there's a good relationship with the art between the artists and the radio station. It's I gave you Lisa Leblanc for example, but it's the same thing in Ontario, as well as in the West provinces. The role of the radio station to promote the career, the professional careers of artists, and it's like a natural relationship between the artist and the radio station. Most of artists out of Quebec, francophone artists out of Quebec that play in Montreal actually began their career on our radio station, like Damien Robitaille, Lisa Leblanc, I can name many more. So we have no choice to have this kind of relation.
Un matin, mon lycée fait sûr de me rappeler que je dors dans un lit simple avec les springs qui m'enfoncent dans le dos. C'est une grosse salope, y'en aura pas facile.
What are the challenges when it comes to music and the radio stations? Is there an abundance of material being provided to the stations so that they can air new content? Or are there still challenges with finding new content because maybe it can't be made for financial reasons?
I can tell you the music, the music scene or the music, l'écosystème musical francophone out of Quebec, French Canadian music out of Quebec is well organized. You know, there's a lot of association to promote the work of the artist, like la PCM, l'Association professionnelle de la chanson musique, l'ANIM, that is l'Association nationale de l'industrie musicale. In New Brunswick, l'APNB, l'Association des artistes professionnels du Nouveau-Brunswick. All of these associations have a role to play in promotion of artists, and we work together with them to promote the artists on air. We have a good relationship, not only with the artists, but with the association. And so it's not an abundance. Il n'y en a pas nécessairement des tonnes comme au Québec, mais il y a quand même l'écosystème musical francophone out of the province of Quebec is not bad.
For the programming that goes on the air, can you explain how that process works? Do individuals approach radio stations saying they would like to do a show and they have a theme that they provide? Do the radio stations look for individuals who match a certain sort of persona or characteristics to be hosts? And if someone was interested in getting involved in a station, How would they go about doing that?
At the CRTC, we have our radio station have to play a minimum of 15% of their local oral content, speaking content per week. So on a programmation on a week of 126 hours of programmation, they have to play at least 19 hours of local speaking stuff. So most of our radio station are located, as I told you earlier in the interview, most of our radio station are in rural situation. So it's very hard to find volunteer to do stuff on air. Most of the time, someone who want to be on air and have a show on a radio station, they can knock on the door and ask, well, can I do a show on the radio station? And maybe I have no certitude, but I think it's easier to have a show on our radio station than, for example, someone who wants to have a show in Quebec or in Montreal, for example. We really don't have. On n'a pas vraiment de. J'essaie de dire en anglais, mais je vais dire en français. On n'a pas vraiment de critères très très pointus pour les émissions du moment où ça rencontre les intérêts de la of the community, you know. Et puis que la personne s'exprime bien et a quelque chose de pertinent, elle peut très bien faire l'émission sans problème. Non?
Can you give me some examples of a radio station or so that's working at large within the community? What are some of the organizations that stations work alongside with?
I can tell you, like CKGN in Kapuskasing organize every year La Saint-Jean-Baptiste, a festival de la Saint-Jean-Baptiste, June 24. And this is, so far, the biggest Saint-Jean-Baptiste festival out of the province of Quebec. So that's the kind of implication of our radio station in the community. I can tell you in New Brunswick, there's some of our members collect the denrées during the Christmas. Ils ramassent des dindes, turkey, you know, for the Christmas Eve. So that's kind of implication of our members in the community. And si la radio le faisait pas, ce serait probablement difficile pour la communauté d'organiser ce genre d'événement-là.
So obviously the association, the stations are extremely important to the Francophone culture and value and heritage outside of Quebec. For days like today, for the Rendezvous de la Francophonie 20th anniversary, are they involved in some events, or is this really an ongoing, continuous 365 days a year, always promoting and celebrating the language?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Les rendez-vous de la francophonie is very important for us. But I can tell you, our radio station do that kind of work, you know, like our radio station in the community are like les rendez-vous de la francophonie for the 365 days a year. All year around, our radio station play francophone music and speak to the people in French and broadcast francophone French news, I mean. And, you know, so like les rendez-vous de la francophonie for us, it's an opportunity to exist in front of the English community, you know what I mean? But for all the year long, the radio station play that role in some matter.
And I'm sure there's a pretty strong interconnection between the languages in the communities already, that there is an intersection of the two languages at the local level, correct?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The English and the Francophone, the English people and the Francophone in the community, they live together. I was in Yellowknife in September, in last September, and I saw that the English community listen to the Francophone radio station sometimes. Well, you take the taxi, I was in the cab, I listen, even if the driver was an Anglophone, they listen to the French radio station, so they have no choice. You know, Francophones are in a minority situation. They live with the English people, so they have to live together in harmony.
What would you say is one of the largest challenges for the stations to exist at this time?
Certainly, the advertisement, money to pay the bill. So it's our main concern actually. And I think it's not a problem just for community radio station. Francophone community radio station is the same problem for all the traditional media. For even in the province of Quebec, the situation actually it's not the same that it was in the 90s for radio station with the social media actually with the internet. It's a challenge for us. The money and the advertisement, it's a challenge for us.
If you could give a suggestion of someone to tune into to have a good experience, what would some of the stations be that you would say? Go to their website, have a listen.
Well, I will not give you a radio station, but I can tell you if you have an Android. Actually, we have an application for Android. So if you want to download the radio ARCC, radio ARCC in the Google Play Store, you can have most of our radio stations are actually on the application. Some of them are not available. It's just a matter of time. It's question of incompatibility with the streaming or other concern like that, but you will have like 20 or some radio station, and you have the choice between all of them, and it's a good starting point. And you can go on our radio our website as well as you want, radiorfa.com, and you'll have the list of our members.
Thank you so very much, and happy Rendezvous de la Francophonie.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the discussion with Simon from Lac de Canada, and I hope you've been enjoying the Rendezvous de la Francophonie Day of Marathon programming. To find out more information on the event, it's rvf.ca. To listen to more of the shows produced by 20 radio stations across the country on the NCRA Radio Association's website is ncra.ca. My name's Barry Rook, and I hope you stay with us for the last couple episodes and enjoy this RVF Day of Programming.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on les Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.